Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Argue about it. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
On the other side, Thursday morning, December 8th, as we proceed, I thought December 6th, Aaron Judge was going to be signed. We are now 2 days from that first day, only a day from actually hearing the news, and start spreading the news. Yankees fans celebrated all day yesterday into this morning, and we're going to keep talking about it, you know. I know somebody else is going to call me with something that's just going to stay with me. I can't remember the caller's name now, but he said that contract is going to be for nothing. And I can't shake that. For nothing? It's a 9-year deal. There is a 9-year-old kid that is going to be 18 in 9 years. Right? Let's do another age. There is a 13-year-old kid right now who loves the Yankees, might even be listening to WFAN at midnight because he loves the Yankees, loves Aaron Judge, lives in New York or New Jersey or Connecticut, somewhere around here, right? Loves the Yankees, loves Aaron Judge, but doesn't have money, can't get to the stadium, parents aren't into baseball, they haven't brought him to the Bronx, but he watches all the games, he's locked in on Twitter and follows all the Yankees' Instagram pages, and Aaron Judge is his favorite player, loves everything about Aaron Judge. He's 13. In 9 years, he'll be 22. He might be out of college. He might be working in New York City. He might have enough money to put himself into Yankee Stadium to go see Aaron Judge. And it might be Aaron Judge's farewell tour. It might be the last year of Aaron Judge's contract where he announces, I'm going to bow out, I'm going to retire after this year. And this kid that grew up rooting for Aaron Judge, right, because he was 13 when Aaron Judge signed. So he was like 7 when Aaron Judge burst on the scene when he first started playing baseball and watching the Yankees and being locked in. And now he's 22 and he gets to go see Aaron Judge hit a home run for the last time in his farewell tour. You mean to tell me that contract's for nothing? There's going to be thousands of kids like that. I was a kid like that. I didn't grow up going to the stadium. I didn't have a family of baseball fans around me. I got into it. I had my mom who saw my interest and signed me up for Little League and bought me the Yankees hats and jerseys and trading cards. But we couldn't afford to get in the car, drive an hour north, and go to Yankee Stadium. The Yankees were a TV show for me. It was one of my favorite things to watch on TV. Speaking of bum, bum, ba-da, the Yes Network. John Sterling, Yankeeography, Yankees Classics, Yankee Encore. I want to be a part of it. I was a young kid watching the Yankees, and my guys were Derek Jeter, right? And I did end up getting there to see Jeter when I was 21. My wife actually took me to my first Yankees game. Not even my family. My girlfriend in college knew. She's like, you are glued to the TV. You watch all of these Yankees games. You stop what you're doing when we're out to go to a bar or to find somewhere to watch certain guys pitch. How come you don't go to the game? I'm like, I don't have any money. I don't have any bread for that. I look at tickets and I can't afford it, and I'm not going to spend money on the cheapest ticket. And I used to be afraid of the city because it's expensive. You enter New York City with low funds, you're not going to survive. Everything costs. I was one of those kids. And with Aaron Judge being signed for the next 9 years and finishing his career in pinstripes as a Yankee, there is a whole generation of young fans that are going from having no money, right? And even the fortunate young kids whose parents take them. That's why when I go to the stadium and I see, you know, parents that get their young kids into the Yankees early, I love it. It makes me emotional because I didn't have that. But these kids are coming from having no income to, by the time Aaron Judge is at the end of this contract, they're going to have that money where, you know what? They're going to remember the good times. They're going to remember this year with 62 home runs. They're going to remember some of the playoff runs that are to come. Hopefully there's a World Series and a parade. And those kids, you mean to tell those kids that this contract doesn't mean anything, that they overpaid for Aaron Judge? No way. There's so much money in sports, in baseball, in this digital age. Shout out to Jeremy on Twitter. He's like, people aren't even mentioning the gambling revenue. I mean, for all we know, in a couple years, you can place bets in Yankee Stadium. It's on the way. There's going to be a ton of things from the FanDuels, the DraftKings, fantasy sports, different things. You're going to be able to, there's so many things that the Yankees are going to be able to collect money off of in 10 years. We're going to be laughing, thinking about, wow, we thought that Aaron Judge contract was crazy. We thought the Yankees, like, it's not going to matter, folks. So today is the second day now of knowing that Aaron Judge is going to finish his career in pinstripes. The hope is that it only gets better. That little bit of a wait is over. That little bit of nervousness is gone. It's locked in. The Yankees did what they had to do. Hal Steinbrenner, I tip my cap to you, but I can't pat you on the back until you do more to shore up this team and until this team gets back and wins 28. Keith McPherson on the Fan, please call me up. I got 2 more hours to go. We're going to keep the Judge conversation going, but I'd like to talk about the Mets as well, what their targets are, what they're trying to do. They get a lefty for the bullpen. They get a lefty starter. They might be the favorites to land Kodai Senga. I think Brendan Nimmo should come back, but who knows? Supposedly the Giants are in on him now, pivoting from Aaron Judge. We heard rumors about Colorado. I've mentioned J.D. Martinez for the Mets. I thought that he was a bat that they should have went to get to DH at the deadline. Think he's been tied to the Dodgers, of course, right? The Dodgers would be the ones to bring in a J.D. Martinez for their lineup. Why don't the Mets go get him? I don't know what his price point is going to be, but Mets fans, call me up. Tell me how you feel, right? Tell me what you're thinking with your offseason. I think here in New York, both sides got to be content so far, so good. It could have been a lot worse. I understand that DeGrom stuff hurts, but the Mets gave you 2 starters to replace DeGrom. And when you look at DeGrom's baseball reference over the last 2 seasons, and then you add up Verlander and Quintana, it's nothing to cry about, nothing to be too mad about. So Keith McPherson on the Fan, call me up. I'd like to talk to you. Let's go to the people on hold. Mike is in Clifton, New Jersey. What's up, Mike? You're on the Fan.
Hey, man, I got to keep it. I got to keep it Aaron Judge real quick, man. But, yeah, we got him, man.
Yep.
Baseball's MVP, Yankees MVP, man. Congratulations.
These are the New York Yankees. They look at that. They got the face of baseball, highest paid player in baseball, a juggernaut, 6'7", 280 phenom that we've never seen before. He'll never play for another team. The saga continues.
I mean, Keith, those kids know him because he's a Yankee homegrown, like Jeter, like Mo Rivera, like the Yankee Rushmore. I mean, listen, I saw the championships. I was in 8th grade. I was in high school. Those Yankee wins were so exciting, and it's like not even football. I love Giants. I'm like, nothing's more exciting than when I see Yankee winning. And you know why? It's because I grew up to like 4 or 5 in a row, nothing but Yankee winning. So that's why it's just so exciting to me. These kids have to see this, and Aaron Judge could give that to them.
Yeah, yeah. We're all diehard Yankees fans that are like the millennial group in the like late 20s, early 30s, even in the later 30s, because we saw the dynasty. I literally fell in love with baseball as a young kid because of the Yankees and that energy, man. I remember as soon as it turns into fall and the smell in the air and more Yankees hats popping up and the Yankees being in the newspaper and the Yankees always winning. It's fun to win. It's fun to be a fan of a team that's not going to disappoint you. Now, they've disappointed a lot lately, but we're all still here and they're still the New York Yankees and they are close to getting back to a World Series, and signing Aaron Judge was the first step in that.
I mean, everybody likes this guy, first of all. So he fits the character profile. I mean, the whole time he's been with us, I mean, has he really cost us much? I mean, he's been doing a great job. And
he's made $40 million over the last 6 years. That's why I said now he's gonna make $400 million in his whole time as a Yankee. And I'm glad you said the character thing. Couldn't find a better guy to give that much money to. Says all the right things. You never hear a bad word about the guy. Partying, hanging out, doing anything crazy. He's a married man. He's a family man. He's got great parents. And he just set the greatest example for all these young kids that look up to him. Bet on yourself. Believe in yourself.
How could this thing be worth nothing? I mean, we're talking captain talk. We're talking Jeter. I mean, that alone we're talking about is with the Yankees. That's Yankee legacy. That's what we're talking about. And let's not the home run record and, oh, he's, you know, Bonds and all these guys, listen, 125 years of baseball, and in 3 to 5 years, you got guys hitting 60 home runs. I mean, one guy's athletic and turns into a monster. The other guy's turning purple. I mean, come on, man. I mean, it's like steroids. Okay, let's see. So they improve reaction time, okay? So those are those little pitches that Aaron Judge is missing when he's up there. He's teeing off. He's hitting to the left. You know, Bonds, he gets that split-second reaction time. So, I mean, that improves. Think about how much that improves and how much home runs he gains just off that principle alone.
Think about this,
with
Judge.
How do you compare that?
And I think I heard someone mention this, and I've been having this conversation. The rules are changing, right? There is going to be a different look and style to the baseball we're about to see over the next couple years. You play everyone, right? It's going to change from what we're used to with the, 19 games in your division and those series, that's going to change. The postseason format already changed. Where, honestly, if you get in, you never know what can happen with this new postseason format. And the last thing is robo-umps and the automated strike zone. That's going to hit before Judge is done. Think about all those low strikes that Judge gets rung up on, that Judge gets called strikes that change it from a 1-1 count to a 1-2 count, right? They're going to eventually get that out of the game. And Judge will still be around. So when he's, 37 and he's DHing and he's at least working his walks, and when he does get a pitch to hit, he's hitting it out. He is one of the most locked in hitters I've seen. I cannot wait for this guy to get back to that and not be trying to hit a home run. Just going up with his approach, going up hunting, looking for his pitch. And these pitchers being afraid of him because they don't want to make a mistake and be on SportsCenter because he took them 450 feet deep. It's going to be a good time. Judge is different. He's going to stay healthy. And even if he does get hurt, that's baseball. That's sport. Guys get hurt. He's going to be worth the contract.
George Steinbrenner gets the best. He gets the best, and he's only the best. You know, he doesn't settle for anything. So Aaron Judge is the best we have to have. That's just the Yankee way, first and foremost. So no one else is going to have him. We have to have him, you know. And think about it. 2017, we were cheated. You know, last year we were beat up, and it was rough. We were really beat up and injured, and, you know, you got to play with it. But it really, you know, the year before that, Gerrit Cole killed us, you know. And, you know, in 2019, I think we had that good run where it's like, you know, we were very, very close.
They're in the postseason every year, man. They've been to the ALCS 3 out of the last 5 years. They are close. And I think that the energy that they had this last year, right? I was upset with the Yankees in spring training because everyone kept talking about World Series. And I'm like, yo, you can't keep talking World Series when you haven't sniffed one. But what that was a product of them looking around and seeing guys like, you know, there's talent. There's a lot of guys that can hit, that can throw, that can pitch. There was a lot of talent in spring training. There's still a lot of guys. They missed some of those guys at the end of the year. Thanks for the call, Mike. Think about that when you talk about this roster's not ready. But it is. There's a couple holes to fill. When you look at the Yankees bullpen, right, they didn't have Michael King. They didn't have Ron Marinaccio at the end. They got short at the end where you were dependent on Clark Schmidt. You were bringing Frankie Montas out of the bullpen. I think the Yankees are going to learn from that too. I think Cashman, Boone, they're going to learn. You can't get to the dance at the end and try and make it up. I had jokes on Twitter. I said the Yankees are putting together lineups like fans are putting together nine-leg parlays. Hope it hits. Long shot, but hope this works out. Let's lead off Harrison Bader tonight. Let's start Oswald Peraza at short. He wasn't even in the ALDS. No, let's put Oswaldo Cabrera there. You know what I'm saying? We have breaking news from John Heyman. I don't know how to feel. I don't know. Yes, I'll let Fleegs hit it because I don't know what it is.
The only source we have on this so far is John Heyman, but we're going to assume this can't happen with him twice. Oh. Xander Bogaerts to the Padres, 11 years, $280
million. Wow. And he spelled Bogaerts right. He didn't attempt to put Xander.
Well, Bogaerts is easier than Aaron, of course.
And Cole Hamels. John Heyman, okay. So that's interesting. I'm going to hit up Carrabas immediately. Because Carrabas has been doing... Jared Carrabas, you guys know him most likely if you follow Barstool and annoying Red Sox fans on Twitter. Carrabas has been keeping track, right? And when Aaron Judge signed, he crossed off the Yankees as a potential team that Xander Bogaerts could sign with. He's been keeping track of all the signings. Padres... It's Xander Bogaerts. Interesting. Cross off the Red Sox, Jared Carrabas. I got no love for the Red Sox. I seen them lose Mookie Betts. Now I'm seeing them lose Xander Bogaerts, who is a generational talent. Red Sox fans are hurting tonight. So that's a good night for me. I laugh at their pain. Like, we didn't lose Judge as Yankees fans. They just lost Xander Bogaerts. Not good. You got to put Trevor Story at shortstop, I guess. And I'm telling you, Devers is 1 foot out the door. Oh, boy, would I love Devers to be at third base next year for the Yankees. I know it's a stretch. But you never know. Breaking news from John Heyman. Bogaerts to the Padres. 11 years, $280 million. See, like, the Padres have money to blow. And they go after everyone, and not everyone wants to sign with them, but some will. That's a little bit over $25 million a year for Xander Bogaerts, close to $300 million for Xander Bogaerts, and it weakens the Red Sox in the Yankees division, a rival of the Yankees. Fine by me. Good stuff. Let's get back to the phones, though. Joe is in the Bronx. No, Joe is in Brick, not the Bronx. What's up, Joe? You're on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? How you doing, buddy?
Good. Just got some good news and another little boost of energy out of the Red Sox losing a guy that was like, you know, their triple crown guy, their homegrown guy.
He's a stud. He's a stud.
Awesome.
Hey, I wanted to just say, it's so cool to talk to you, man. I just want, you know, give you a shout out, short conference football.
Yeah.
Hearing you on the radio. I don't listen to you late nights often.
You went to Township or Memorial?
Memorial.
Okay,
2006,
cool.
I graduated.
Same year, so we played against each other.
Yeah, we did in the rain. Yep.
You guys beat us. I think I threw a pick junior year. I'll never get over that pick I threw. The outside linebacker cut off like a flat route. It was a stupid throw.
Yeah, we had Garrett Graham that year. He tipped it to himself.
Went to Wisconsin.
Took it to the house. Yep.
He was a monster. And I think we got the best of you my senior year. We were a little bit better, but I'll never forget that pick I threw. I was like, that was the difference in the game.
Those are the days, right, man? Yo, I wanted to just say it's pretty cool that Judge stayed. Before I get to my point, it's cool that Judge stayed with the Yankees because it just goes to show, like, the Yankee lore still means something, you know? Like,
absolutely.
The pinstripes matter. And it just makes me feel proud to be a Yankees fan that, like, he didn't just jump ship. I think it's
me too because, you know, I said the other night, I'm like, I feel like there is this, you know, stick it to the Yankees initiative out there, right? Like, you know, mm-hmm. Donnie Baseball signs with the Toronto Blue Jays. You know, like other teams conspiring against the Yankees. And I did not want to see Judge stick it to the Yankees because he felt some type of way about them leaking his information or not offering him enough. So he was going to leave them high and dry and go to the Giants. No, and kudos again to Judge's parents and his dad. They taught him the game, right? And he respects the game. And he respects the Yankee history. And he knows his place in Yankee history. He's going to see his legacy all the way through. It's great.
Yeah, and I think this is the one point that I wanted to make is that I think the Yankees should take this as an opportunity to be aggressive and go get, you know, go get Nimmo or go get Rondon. Right. I mean, you're going to make so much more money having him on the team for the next 9 years that you're essentially paying for whatever player you want just off the revenue off the field with Judge.
Yeah, he carried so much this past year. He shouldn't have another season in his next 9 years where he has to completely carry the team. There's got to be enough talent around him where the guy doesn't feel that pressure of the world on his back, all the Yankees fans on his back, him getting booed when he goes through a slump. He's going to slump. He's going to have probably a couple down years in these 9 years, but there's got to be other guys to pick him up. And like you said, the Yankees should be going for it right now. And I think they're trying to, but, you know, it doesn't always go that way. There are other teams involved, other agents involved. Some guys don't ever want to be on the Yankees. Some guys just hate the Yankees. But I think there's some more news to come in this offseason. And it's December 8th, right? We honestly have two more months. We still got January, February, and then pitchers and catchers report. Really three more months because we saw Jose Trevino got traded for during spring training. There are moves to be made to shore this team up. They've got 3 months to, you know, make sure they're a World Series contender come opening day.
Yeah, let's do it, man. Listen, I'm just getting back home, but it's good to talk to you, man. And anytime I'm up late coming home from the city working, I'll be listening. So keep up the good work, bud.
Awesome. Thanks for the call, Joe. Brick Memorial. I made my first like varsity appearance as a sophomore against Brick Township. They used to have this coach, Brick Township. I got to look up. He was maybe Wolf. His legendary coach, Warren Wolf. Yep, Warren Wolf was the head coach at Brick Township. And I remember he used to wear this like white shirt, like dress shirt, and this green tie. Kind of like, you know, Penn State vibes with Joe Paterno. I just looked him up. He was born in Jersey City. And he passed in Neptune Township. Those are two places that I've lived. My mom had a place in Neptune Township that I used to have on my ID, and now I live in Jersey City. So I'm connected to Warren Wolf like that. And he went to Memorial High School, where we just talked to Joe. Joe is from Brick Memorial High School. Brick Memorial High School, man, we had some battles in football. They were pretty good. I remember the game we lost my junior year because I felt like that was on me. Zach Wilson, take accountability. You're a quarterback. That game, it was on me. That pick was the difference in the game. I'll never forget it. It was a flat route, and I didn't see the outside linebacker. He cut under it. I should have put more heat on the throw. The kid picked that off, went to the house, and that was the difference in the game. But, yeah, you know, a little football, a little short conference football. Talk in between the Judge talk, in between the Mets talk, in between the winter meetings. They don't give rings out at the winter meetings, but it's fun to talk about. Baseball is all year round. The sport is healthy. It's alive and well. You just saw Xander Bogaerts to the San Diego Padres for $11 million. Fernando Tatis Jr., you're an outfielder. Or they don't care about you like that anymore. They don't know what you're going to be. They don't have time to wait on Fernando Tatis Jr. How crazy is that, folks? We have people calling up and saying that the Judge contract isn't going to be worth anything, that the Judge contract is too much. Think about how much money they gave to Fernando Tatis. Then he gets on a motorcycle, hurts himself, misses time. Then he gets some kind of magical ringworm that requires steroids, gets suspended 80 games, and they tied up all that money into Fernando Tatis Jr. That's not the guy you invest in. But they locked him up early, so everyone was like, oh, great move. He's young. He's still figuring it out. Aaron Judge, you don't have to worry about Aaron Judge getting on a motorcycle. You don't have to worry about Aaron Judge taking some type of cream, or I don't even know what Fernando Tatis' lie was. the Aaron Judge contract is already paying for itself. Like I said, I guarantee you people were ordering Aaron Judge merch, Aaron Judge jerseys today. Tatis ended up signing for $340 million over 14 years. Year one of that deal, complete waste. Complete waste. Aaron Judge, the Yankees have already made a ton of money off his back. They literally made the Judge's Chambers, took his family name and made Section 104 over there, put up some like fake wood, and up here we go. For the next 5 years, we're going to have people dress up as judges with gavels and white wigs and cloaks. and we're going to profit off Judge. They've already had two different Aaron Judge bobblehead days. You already know. He was on MLB The Show, whatever. Now he's getting what he deserves. 9 years, $360 million. And that's the price. You gotta pay the cost to be the boss. And Hal Steinbrenner bossed up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Your official station to talk Jets. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app. Download it today.
Cashman rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. Dollar, dollar bill, y'all. If you're a Yankees fan watching the state of baseball, watching your rival teams, your enemies lose their homegrown talent, their top players, you're happy right now. I'm looking at the reaction on Twitter. These Red Sox fans are in hell. They're like, wait, what happened? What's going on? Jerry Karabas is confused. No, Bogarts is our guy. Let me guess, he wanted to leave. Let me guess, he chased the money. Let me guess, he didn't want to win. I mean, Xander Bogarts is getting over $25 million a year for 11 years. The money in baseball is insane. We were locked out this time last year. We were worried about the state of the game, the future of the game, where baseball was going. Ruining the sport. Nah, they're good. They're perfectly fine across the board, everywhere. They're good. They're good. They're perfectly fine. So you're a Yankees fan. Aaron Judge stays. The Yankees are the Yankees. They flex their muscle, their superpower. We can ante up and outbid anyone. And we have the things that money can't buy. And we have all of these things that are outside of the contract to offer. Being on the main stage, blah, 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 the history of the Yankees. And then you see the Mets lose Jacob DeGrom. And then you see the Astros can't retain Justin Verlander. Obviously, he was dipping out. And now you see the Red Sox lose Xander Bogaerts. It shows you, it's a reality check of like where we are in baseball and what's going on. And I'm happy to be a Yankees fan because they kept the best player in baseball when there's money being thrown all around baseball. Judge got on the phone with Hal last night, two nights ago now, probably. Who knows? It's in Italy, it's I don't know what time. In Italy, I was saying he was nine hours ahead of San Diego. It's like it's morning. It's like 6 a.m., 7 a.m. over there now. I got no complaints. But I do have some requests. Do more. Get more. It's not enough. Can't just be Judge. Go get Rodon. I'm waiting for him to come off the board. Xander Bogaerts is coming off the board. All the big names, all the big players, all the big free agents are finding their homes. They're signing big money deals. It is getting more interesting by the hour. The winter meetings are concluding tonight. They're not done. The winter meetings, they're not done. So we could get something else. It's cool to have the Bogaerts breaking news on air. I didn't get the Judge news that I wanted yesterday. We were on for 5 hours yesterday. I think the only breaking news I got was Taijuan Walker. Taijuan Walker, I think I talked about him enough yesterday, but Taijuan Walker was damn near out the league. Nobody wanted him. The Mets took a chance on him. But there was a point in time this year where they were talking about him not getting a postseason start with the Mets. He was hurt for a little while, came back, got rocked, was rusty. Like, to see him go out in this, that's what I'm talking about, the money in baseball. They're throwing money. To see him go out and the Phillies gave him 4 years, $72 million, I didn't see that coming. I don't know. I guess I undervalued him. No. I just didn't think he was going to go out there and get that type of deal. I thought he was going to come back to the Mets for cheaper than that. Good for him. But it just shows you the state of baseball is just fine. Back to the phones. Let's fly through these calls. I give you guys as much time as I can to get your thought out, but I'm crunched on time. So hit me with your thought, your take, your idea, whatever it is, and let's roll through. Let's go to Ari in Bergenfield, New Jersey, first up on the Fan.
What up? What's going on? No, just calling. Excited being a Yankee fan. Judge is back. I mean, just trying to run through my thoughts. You know, like you said, Judge is who we needed to show that the Yankees are still the Yankees. That's, I think, my main point is, like, we kept our dude, homegrown. He's made his money. We're paying him now. All is good. You go to Yankee Stadium, it's only 99. I remember growing up, you know, you go to Yankee Stadium, I was, like, you know, around the Jeter time. You see Tools, you see, you know, Bernie, you see Posada, you see everyone. Now it's 99. All you see is 99. Even with Cole getting all that back, you really see the Cole jerseys like that. It's all 99. So the money's going to be made. I'm not worried about that.
You're right. Thanks for the call, Ari. They tucked those 45 jerseys. Those 45 jerseys sold. We got Garrett Cole. Think about the feeling waking up. And I put this on the Twitter as well. I said, man, we went to sleep thinking Hal wouldn't go that far. And we thought the Angels had Garrett Cole. We woke up. Hal did go that far. Cashman was smiling ear to ear. Got his white whale. They sold a bunch of Garrett Cole 45 jerseys, shirzies, tees, Coltrane, Cole 45, Cole World. Everyone that makes Yankees t-shirts had a Garrett Cole t-shirt. What I felt today when they signed Aaron Judge, way different than Garrett Cole. I felt like we won. I was more shocked with the Garrett Cole. Like, whoa, we got Garrett Cole? Actually, the Yankees did ante up. Hopefully this guy is good. Hopefully he's what we thought he was. Obviously, spider tack and, you know, fast forward to where we are now. Fans are, you know, not coming through with that same energy for Garrett Cole. There's still some Garrett Cole stands and defenders. I'm not one of them. I didn't purchase a 45 jersey. I was a Tanaka guy. When we got Tanaka, I got that 19 jersey right away. If Kodai Senga comes over here, Mets fans, get that jersey. I think he might be nice. We'll see. Man, you know, pivoting from that, what about Michael Conforto? As I'm thinking about options in the outfield, I think Benintendi might be a Houston Astro. I think he might just want to go over to that side. I don't look at him as a guy that wants to be in pinstripes. I think his little month here plan was, it is what it is from a trade. I don't think he has interest in being here long term. The fans are too brutal. They booed Aaron Hicks. But what about Michael Conforto? There was a report that came out earlier that the Astros are choosing or looking between Andrew Benintendi, Michael Brantley, who's already there and was actually hurt and missed this postseason run, and Michael Conforto. Boris guy. Are Mets fans interested in Michael Conforto coming back? If Nimmo's gone, I don't know how that feels on the Mets side of things. But I'd take a look at him. If I'm the Yankees, how much is he going to cost? Can't be that much, right? He missed a year. He bet on himself and did not have the year Aaron Judge had. Baseball is great. Let's see. Keeping it rolling. Tom, in the Bronx, you're on the Fan. What's up, Tom?
Hey, yo, Key, Christmas came early. I'm good with two Sox on the 25th. With
straight
a judge
up
on top, Xander Bogaerts is gone. Boston's in the
straight
the
up. Don't have to face
Baltimore?
Don't have to face Xander Bogaerts. Oh. Judge is here for the next 9 years. Good what vibes, up? Good energy around Yankee land.
Oh. Shout out to Hal. You made your father proud.
Yeah.
Good for you, pal. That's a Hal signing. Where were you, Cashman? We should have signed Judge before we signed Cashman, but that's besides the point.
Cashman should have said less. Cashman, every time he got on a mic at winter meetings, he made it seem like he was completely out of the know. Completely out of the loop.
I don't want him talking for me. I don't like that guy. He don't represent me, you know?
Heyman saying, Giants, get Judge on the phone. I'm available in Italy. We got internet over here. Get him on the phone.
Shout out to California for having high taxes, making our money take home better.
Yeah.
My daughter's 7 years old. She got the same birthday as Judge. She's writing a report on the Yankees. I didn't even push it. That was on her. Every year she goes, this guy's talking about the contract's not going to look good. Yo, go beat the traffic, bro. you're not even out here for the rain delay. Yo, my 7-year-old's there at the last game in the homestand trying to catch a ball.
Exactly. You're
like, come on, man. Go buy a jersey with somebody's last name on the back. You're a fraud.
Exactly.
This
you know what it means.
Year,
you know exactly. You know what it means. Your daughter's 7 years old. She's a Judge fan. You've brought her to the stadium. You know exactly what this means. That contract had to get done.
I didn't think I was going to be able to buy her the jersey for Christmas. I'm like, yo, I kiss her goodbye today. She's going to school. I go, listen, he might leave. Are you going to go with him? I don't blame you. And she's like, no, I'm a Yankees fan. I was like, okay, all right.
You're done
and
good,
sure
Dad. You're done good. She roots for the laundry, even with Aaron Judge.
We got Rizzo. Come on, you're not going to the Giants. You got your boys over here.
No way. And I was saying the other night, if Judge goes over there, all of these fans on the East Coast, they're going to bed after the Yankees win. And his games are just starting at 10 p.m. He knows.
It's an East Coast sport. When Mookie got asked about the Red Sox-Yankees rivalry, he couldn't say anything because it's different. And now he's out in L.A. and people ain't showing up to the 5th. You know?
Yeah, I know the vibes at Dodger Stadium. They're showing up late and they're leaving early because of the traffic. It's a lot of fair weather fans there. In Yankee Stadium, we all been here through different years and teams and players and decades. It's passed down like you're passing it down to your daughter. We're going to be here. We never left.
You know what? It's everything, man. The energy is electric right now. And, don't sit next to me if you're booing them for, a 7-at-bat slump, take a walk, bro. Beat the traffic. We're back. And now this is going to be Baby Bombers 2.0. We got a captain. How many captains have we had? It don't mean nothing in baseball. In New York, it does. And
I mean, I've only really seen one. I wasn't old enough to, remember a Don Mattingly at-bat.
Yeah,
Jeter was the only captain for me.
That's what I'm saying. Now we got him. Now he's going to tell the kids, hey, this is where we went wrong. This is where Gary Sanchez made a mistake. Torres didn't step up, but now I got these young kids. He's going to be feeling his oats. He's the captain of the Yankees now.
Yeah.
He's paid.
He's going to set
the
tone.
He's a different guy now.
He's the leader in the clubhouse, and he's going to set the tone and temperature for how the Yankees move. Tom, thank you for the call. Great call. And shout out to your 7-year-old daughter that in 9 years, she's going to be in high school watching Judge farewell tour, and you know what I'm saying. This is great. So he said a couple things there, right? Gary Sanchez, he mentioned. My little cousin Miles is 8 going on 9, in March. And he's not that into baseball. His dad is into basketball. I have a black family. There's not that many people in my black family that are into baseball. I mean, my uncle Tim, but it's like, that's what I'm telling you when I say, like, I didn't come up on baseball. Like, I did that. I put myself into that, you know. It just is what it is. I mean, I wish there was more, and they're working on it with the Players Alliance and, you know, even representation. Someone like me being on MLB Network, I was in the fan cave. I'm a big Yankee fan, like trying to make baseball cool to the black community. It's not. It's not a built-in thing everywhere. There's some pockets, and there's some history. I wish there was more, right? Because we know about the Negro Leagues, and we know that black people once upon a time did play baseball and did pass the game down. But what I'm saying is, you know, my cousin Miles, I'm trying to get him into the Yankees years ago. Before I knew I'd be on the radio, before I knew I'd have access, and, you know, I haven't taken him to a game yet. But for his, like, fourth or fifth birthday, I had to pick him out a player to get. And, you know, got him a jersey. And I picked Gary Sanchez. I could have picked Stanton. I could have picked Judge. I could have picked Glaber back then, I think. And I picked Gary Sanchez. That shirt is garbage now, right? These Judge shirts, they're good for the next decade and possibly forever. Not possibly forever. They are good forever now. That 99, nobody else has worn it, right? That is an evergreen Yankees jersey number now. It means something to these kids. I'm telling you, it means something to these kids. That Judge is the guy that he is, that he's a Yankee, the face of baseball, and he's huge. He's huge as far as the name, his stature. And then something else the last caller said was about booze. And I've sat in literally every section of Yankee Stadium, and I've seen the guys that boo, and I've seen the guys that heckle. And a lot of times, those are just drunk guys. Those are casuals. Those are guys that don't usually come to games and don't even know who they're booing a lot of times. They're booing the result. They're booing two runners on, two outs, and a strikeout to make the third out, stranding the runners. They're booing like that. Or, you know, in this case, right, with an Aaron Judge, there's going to be some people that are like, oh, my God, this guy's making $40 million a year. Boo. He's slumping. And I heard a lot of conversation today about don't boo him, don't boo him, don't boo him. First off, Aaron Judge has been here long enough. He knows the deal. Boos are not going to affect him. Second off, you can't control people. You can't control anyone that comes in that gate. This is New York City. There are a lot of different clowns and characters that walk through that gate at Yankee Stadium. I've been to hundreds of games. Trust me, I've been too close for comfort with a lot of these jokers. You can't control people and what comes out of their mouth. People are going to boo. It's the Bronx cheer for a reason. It's always going to be there. But I do feel like Judge now, after this year, has elevated to a point where there will be some more policing of the boos. Instead of people joining in with the boos, like our last caller Tom said, don't boo around me. I think that the real Yankees fans that have been here for a while, that understand what Judge is and the value that he has in the past, present, and future, I think there will be a little bit more of a like, hey, this is Judge. This is the captain. We've already seen what he can do. Don't boo him. Don't boo around me. Don't boo around me. People are going to boo. You can't stop people from what comes out of their mouth. But I think with Judge now, he's elevated to a level of, he's not going to get, you're not going to hear boos rain down on Aaron Judge. You might hear a smattering of boos. You might hear a couple idiots boo if he strikes out or he's slumping. You might hear a couple hecklers, oh, this guy ain't worth $40 million. That's what's going to happen at the ballpark. But I think Aaron Judge has elevated himself now that he got this big contract. He's the face of baseball. The fans know what time it is. I hope he keeps that same walk-up song. I hope he keeps Pop Smoke, A Boogie, Hello, where it says, I'm the king of New York, and it's got a little bop to it. I hope he keeps that. I hope that's his walk-up song for the next couple years, whatever it might be. I think Judge has hit a level now where he's slightly above the Bronx cheer. You might hear it faintly, but you're not going to hear it like you heard this year in the beginning of the season when he was slumping and he turned down that contract, or in the postseason where I think people were just frustrated and people were looking at him like, here we go, another October. You just hit 62 home runs. You almost won the triple crown. You batted 311. How are you batting 139 in the postseason? Boo. I don't think we're going to see much of that or hear much of that in the future with Aaron Judge. Tina in the Bronx on the Fan. What's up, Tina?
Oh, you made me laugh tonight. I'm sitting here laughing by myself. By the way, his name was Brian. His name was Brian from the Bronx, who was like, wasted contract. I wanted to reach over and smack him on the radio.
It's not going to mean anything. It's going to be a waste. Like, what?
Hey, can I say something? Hey, Brian, you're not even a real Yankee fan.
Yeah, we don't speak the same language. I can't connect with you if you're saying that this Aaron Judge contract is going to be worth nothing when it's all said and done. It's already worth it. We're a day in.
Keith, I never lost faith because he never went anywhere. And that the moment that man was not going to go anywhere, because let me tell you, I don't know. It's not me saying it, but I heard this on Facebook. On one of the, I think it was a comment on Bucks Heat Suck, one of the Bleacher Creature pages. Somebody said, Aaron Judge can be a great player in any team, but he can only be a legend with the Yankees.
Facts. And he knew that. What else can you say?
Captain, he's going to be your fourth captain, by the way, on my lifetime. I don't know before me. It was Thurman Munson, Don Mattingly, Jeter, and it's going to be him so far.
And
I don't remember what was before, you know, my time, but that's in my time. He's the fourth captain.
Didn't Willie Randolph get, like, the
co-captain? Oh, yeah, Willie. I'm sorry. Oh, God, I love Willie. So five.
Yeah, when he said four, I thought that was going to be in your four. Judge will be the fifth, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Judge is going to be the fifth. My bad. I forgot about Willie. See, once he was with the Mets one time, it broke my heart, so I forgot. Oh, he was a great man. He's a good guy. I've known him a long time, and his family.
He's great. I got to meet him this year at the stadium, got his number, ran into him again at Bernie Williams softball game, and I already admired the guy and looked up to him.
He is such a wonderful human being, him and Gretchen and the kids and all that. I remember when Billy Martin died, me and my friend Sonia were waiting as fans. And he spotted us, and he came and said, come on over. You guys can come. We went to the wake. And he literally took us with his family, and we went to inside the funeral home. I'm never going to forget that as long as I live. Wow. So listen, I'm not going to keep you. I know you have a lot of calls. I've been sitting here listening to you. I'll see you on Friday, right?
Yeah, I'm going to come up there before. So I work Friday. I'll be on air, but I'm not on air until after the Nets game. So I'm going to come up there. As early as I can, probably by 5:30, hang out, and then okay. I'll head back to the station. But I'm definitely coming to the Christmas party for sure.
But I'm a judge. I'm so happy that he signed. Let me tell you, I got to a point where I've been there a long time, and if he didn't sign, I don't think I was going to go much anymore. But I have absolutely no doubt in my mind, because why would you want to go anywhere else?
You're already a king of New York. Why would you give up that throne?
That's it. I mean, I'm so happy. Oh, by the way, you said you were there that day that the two home runs with Taylor. What was his name
Tyler
again?
Austin, I forgot. And Judge back to back. Yeah,
Austin. Yeah.
I was in the bleachers. It was hot as everything. Oh, it was one of
you
hottest
were in
games
the bleachers?
Ever. Yeah. Yeah.
But where? Right field?
Of course. Only you don't catch me in left field bleachers.
No, but I'm.
I don't know if you knew me back then. The first couple times,
maybe I didn't
Tina,
know you back then.
The first couple times you ran into me, you definitely didn't know me. I remember the first time meeting you. You said, "Who are you?"
I did.
Yeah, because you're the boss. You know, you're kind of checking me like, "Who is this guy?" That's how I got into the Bleacher Creatures, just showing up and hanging around, and then meeting everyone through like 2017, 2018, 2019. Yeah, you were passing out tickets back when there were hard copy tickets.
Yeah, man, I remember.
I forget what summer it was. Maybe 2016. That was the year Judge and maybe it was the 2016 summer that Judge came up. I remember you giving out tickets to some of the creatures or just checking to see who didn't have a ticket. And I was good, but I remember you saying something like, "Who are you?" I knew who you were, but I didn't take it personal.
No, I'm sorry, but you're part of the family, and that's how it works. I'm very happy and. Yankee fans, you should be very happy for this. I mean, for the next 9 years. Listen, I'm 60 years old. I hope that I could be around to watch this whole thing. But I love what you said about kids. Because you know what? That's a beautiful thing when a 70-year-old like his daughter and a 9-year-old can go. And then when they come, it's just beautiful. I watched Winfield. I watched all these people. And it was a beautiful thing. I did my time in Yankee Stadium, and I would love to see the young people go through and see what I've seen with the hardcore Bernie Williams and Posada and Jeter and and Mo and everybody else before him. You know, yeah. Winfield and Don Mattingly and everybody else.
This next generation of bleacher creatures are going to get used to yelling at Aaron Judge over there in right field. He'll be able to hear them and meet them over the next 9 years. There's a whole new crop of young Yankees fans coming up.
I'm gonna give a young guy my ticket, my seat pretty soon, so they can experience what I experienced. A young Belichick. Listen, we love you. I'll see you on Friday. Thank you, my captain. I love you. Me and Millie call him our big son. She put it on Facebook. Hey, Tina, our son
is
back.
Shout out, Millie.
Like, people are gonna think I'm like, it's okay. So, wonderful news, okay? And I'll see you on Friday, God willing. And
yes.
I'll be there at 5 o'clock. So.
Awesome. I'll see you then.
Okay. Take
care. Thanks for the call, Tina. Yeah. Man, I just had a thought, and I lost it, too. We got a break. Let's take the break, and I'll think about what I was going to say. There's something that Tina said that sparked a thought or a memory or something with the bleachers and Yankees fans and Judge, and I don't know. I'll think about it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.